Mark chapter 10. And he got up from there and went into the coast of Judea by the far side of Jordan, and the people resorted to him again, and as he usually did, he taught them again. And the Pharisees came to him and asked him, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife, tempting him?" And he answered and said to them, "What does Moses command you?" And they said, "Moses allowed to write divorce papers and to put her away." And Jesus answered them, "For the hardness of your heart he wrote you this principle. But from the beginning of the creation God made them male and female. For this reason shall a man leave his father and mother and stick with his wife, and the two of them shall be one flesh. So then they are no more two, but one flesh. What God therefore has joined together, let not man separate." And in the house his disciples asked him again about the same matter. And he said to them, "Whoever puts away his wife and marries another commits adultery with her, against her. And if a woman puts away her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples found fault with those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was quite displeased and said to them, "Allow the little children to come to me, and don't forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a little child, he shall not enter into it." And he took them up in his arms, and put his hands on them, and blessed them. And when he had gone out into the road, someone came running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do so that I can inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except one, and that is God. You know the commandments: don't commit adultery, don't kill, don't steal, don't lie, don't covet, honor your father and mother." And he answered, "Master, I've observed all these since my youth." Then Jesus, seeing him, loved him, and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me." And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How difficult it is for those who have riches to enter into the kingdom of God." And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said to them, "Children, how hard is it for those who trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And they were astonished with no limit, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" And Jesus, looking at them, said, "With men is it impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible." Then Peter began to say to him, "See, we've left all and have followed you." And Jesus answered and said, "Truly I say to you, there is no man that has left house or brothers or sister or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first." And they were on the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were amazed, and as they followed they were afraid. And he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things would happen to him, saying, "See, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they'll condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles, and they'll mock him and scourge him, and shall spit on him, and shall kill him, and the third day he'll rise again." And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come to him, saying, "Master, we want you to do for us whatever we desire." And he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Grant that we may sit, one on your right hand and the other on your left hand, in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you're asking. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" And they said to him, "We can." And Jesus said to them, "You shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized with shall you be baptized, but to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to those for whom it has been prepared. And when the ten heard it, they began to be quite displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him and said to them, you know that those who are assigned to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority on them, but it won't be like that among you. But whoever wants to be great among you shall be your minister, and whoever of you wants to be the chief shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man didn't come to be ministered to, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, Jesus, you son of David, have mercy on me. And many told him to be quiet. But he shouted the more a great deal, you son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good comfort, rise, he calls you. And he, throwing away his garment, got up and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Lord, I want to receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the way.